Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Erin Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Oh, thank you. Big full moon
fudge.
This morning.
Hold on.
I mean, it's, oh my God, fudge. Oh.
No.
Oh, fudge, no. Oh, boy.
Fudge, no. Oh, what's happening?
Fudge. I don't know. It's all right. We're in lockdown.
Sorry. I had to get
it's
the door.
A, please. It's fine.
Otherwise, Dad's voice is going to be booming through the house.
Yeah. We don't want any fudge.
So what's up? Oh, did I say? Well, sorry. That's,
no, fudge is fantastic. I mean,
it's Dad talk, know. Right?
Well, you are a
that's
dad.
How I'm living.
Yep.
Not only am I
oh, gosh, golly. Oh,
a dad to littles, but I'm also trapped inside with them, so...
Yes.
You know.
I feel your pain. I see language. It. I see it. I hear people's complaints
funny.
About
I've
it.
I've had people write me and go, you're not wrong. It's super hard.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm not wrong. You weird. I mean, I'm a weakling when it comes to stuff, for sure, mm-hmm. but no, this is not what anybody... had well, there's plenty of people who set themselves up to be fine through this because they already had a stay-at-home mom or dad. So
or their kids were grown up, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Sure, it's been lovely, actually.
Yeah.
Sometimes John's like, I kind of feel like making dinner, Riley. Will you make it? And he makes it, and
wow.
We get fed. I know it's amazing. He goes, you know, raids the pantry and prepares food. It's fabulous.
That does sound good.
Yeah. Well, it always works out for me food-wise. I don't really cook. Like, I can make a mean fried egg, you know. I can boil some spaghetti and pour in a can of ragu, but I'm not a cook. And these guys are just, I mean, it's freaking great. And COVID has been like, you know, they were already good cooks, and now they're just like all over Pinterest getting recipes. And I'm like, this
oh,
is
really?
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I literally have no complaints over here other than I really wish that I could see my friends. That's my, I mean, I hate to say it because I'm like the one person that seems to be okay in all this. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not okay, but I'm okay, but I'm not.
Sure.
I don't want to say.
No,
that
you're
this
dealing.
Is what
I listen to what you're dealing. I see your post and I go, oh boy.
I got to watch sports this weekend, which is an improvement from, you know, weekends past. But one of the commercials was just, it was a Miller Lite can in a swimming pool in a rescue donut. But it's not a rescue donut. It's whatever. It's like a floaty.
Yeah,
but it's
okay.
A Miller Lite
it's relaxing.
Can and it's
relaxing.
Right, it's
in the
relaxing.
Pool.
And it says, admit it. This is what you wanted to do anyway. And I'm like, yeah, I think there are plenty of people who are...
Yeah.
Perfectly comfortable with the arrangements as they are. And,
yeah.
And
well, it's not without its inconvenience, but it's, you know, for sure there's, you know, what was that meme that was going around for a while where it was like, you know, your grandparents were asked to, you know, go on rations and donate steel, like all these things that we've been asked
right.
to do or actually go and fight in a war.
Go and fight in a world
you know?
War, sure.
And you're being asked to stay home with Netflix and your computer. Like,
yeah,
buck up, buttercup.
This. Right, that's what it
right.
is. You got this. Anyway, we did our food sneak on Saturday night.
Oh, so what did you guys do?
We made pizza. So, you know, that's the
kids go to bed and you
guys
have
a
party.
Go do baths. Come on, kids, baths. Yay.
Meanwhile, she's getting that dough together.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Oh, that even has to happen earlier in the day.
Oh.
So I guess it needs time to rot. I don't know. I don't
know
all
the
stuff.
Yes, apparently there's, yeah. Ask the cooking people, I guess.
But that's, you know, that was in the works, and we had that on Saturday night. And I ate like I hadn't had, well, I haven't had pizza. So right. I ate way too much. Like, to the point of being kind of sick, but was like, I'm so happy to
totally
be sick
worth
on
it,
pizza.
Right.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we had we did have the one night where it was a splurge. Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, we don't have the same delicacies that your last night was.
Yeah, no, the food in this place is great. We're definitely, like, bored in the house and the house bored. Like, I mean, my gardener today is going to be... like, oh yeah, a giant pile of stuff for me to lug out of here. I gardened my ass off this weekend.
Oh.
I went crazy. So, you know, when you're trimming, you just like, I filled my green barrel and then I was just started piling stuff up. I'm like, well, you know, I'm not going to stop because my green barrel's full. I got stuff to do here.
Right.
So some of it went on the compost heap, but some of it just, you know, I don't know. That thing looks, that compost heap of mine is not, it's not ideal.
I don't have that. Yeah. So I don't know what
you... Well, no, you don't, you know, and people, you don't need it, you know, but mine is already, well, you know, speaking of the compost expert on this show is Bryn. Bryn, Bill, I'm telling you this.
I'm not, I'm learning how to compost.
Yeah, well.
I mean, why not?
No. Built yourself a...
Why, how come some stuff go into your compost heap and other things go into the green bin, Sarah?
Mainly because the heap is getting really big, but I have these really woody. I don't know. It's like actual, like almost logs. You know, when you have to use a little handsaw to cut them, I don't throw them on the compost heap because I feel
that's too big. It's not gonna break down. Yeah.
No. And then once I start doing that, then I'm like, well, I've already started a pile. I'm just gonna heap on. So whatever. I mean, it's, you know, it just in an effort to sort of clear things out. Things grow, you know. They keep on going. You think, oh, it's perfect. It'll never change, but it does. So anyway, that's the boring story of my life. Honest to God,
it's all over, man.
It's all what it is. It's over.
It's not news. It's everybody's dealing with it. I think the biggest news, which I will report in the actual news.
Yes.
And I didn't even really watch it in real time, but that return from space was something.
Oh, yeah. That was
like,
great.
That's big news they're talking about. This is the start, now that they're able to do this, this is the start of space vacation.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you can get in that capsule and go.
One of the things that we did while we were making pizza is the missus pulls out this book, and it says, it's your bucket list book. And mm-hmm. I'm like... yeah. Oh. What's that for? And she goes, well, we're going to fill it up and then we're going to do them all. And I go, oh, all right.
Well,
and you realize this bucket list, I mean, at least for me, because I've achieved most of the stuff I've wanted to do. That sounds weird, but, you know, this is the job I wanted, so I'm doing it. And, you know, there's this blah, blah, blah. I've got my two little kids, and obviously I pray for their health.
I will
and safety,
marry. But, I will have children. Right?
But so where what it comes down to is it's travel, dude. Yeah. Like, what a trip.
That is what the bucket list is, right?
When confronted with it, when really put to task to think about what it is, the thing that you realize that travel becomes super important. And mm-hmm. all of a sudden, you look around and go, oh, right. This year bleeped a lot of people, even worse than it's gotten me.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I'm sure there are a ton of people who had their big trip planned.
Yeah.
Maybe their in retirement big trip planned. You know, you don't
right.
really hear that story, but, and, you know, you can go, well, listen, so you didn't get to go to France. I mean, big whoop. Well, if your whole life had been aimed at that France trip and that's
and
your big
scrimping
deal.
Scrimping and saving and you were going to do it right. Or you were going to eat your way through Italy?
Weirdly, France is on my list. So I was suddenly like, huh, I do want to go to France, don't I?
Yeah. Well, and as your kids get a little older, like we actually, some of my favorite times in my entire life have been these weird trips that we've taken with our kids. Like that is, You're a family unit. You're all sort of leaning on and depending on each other, and you experience these things together, and you got nothing else to talk about? Hey, remember that time we were in Japan and we went into that tiny little ramen place? I mean, I'm telling you, we have 100 stories like that because it was something that we... So, and I'm not saying you're too old to travel without your kids, but, you know, in the next few years, if you want to do some traveling, you're going to have kids with you.
Oh, no, that's for sure the plan. Yeah, there isn't going to be... I mean,
and they'll love it. They get a whole nother.
Have them with us.
Well, if they surf, right? That'll be. I mean, didn't Isla take your daughter down the beach the other day?
Yeah, no, she's, but it's not. She's very careful. I think the other one might be my surf buddy. The youngest looks like she's going to be.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I think she's going to be a hard charger. But either way, it doesn't matter. We had a nice conversation about a lot of things, but when we got onto that, it just turned out, wow, it's travel. And I haven't traveled anywhere. So for her,
your wife's done a lot of traveling, right?
Tons, absolutely seen the world. And if, let's say, for example, this was sort of what the convo was about. If travel's over, like, you know, this becomes the new thing and airlines are sort of barely able to stay in business. Like, she got it done and I didn't.
Yeah.
Like, that's where it's at. That's the only way that bucket list is getting done is if we fully come back and the world gets to fly freely, basically.
So did you write down space travel in your bucket
list?
No,
that's not on my list. That's actually
you don't want
to
go to the moon for a vacation?
The news story. No. No, we're going to have limited, I mean, you figure you can do one thing a year, right?
You don't have
a
quarter of $1 million laying around so you can go to the moon for a couple days?
No. So we've got limited funds, obviously, and then we've got limited time. So one trip a year for the next, let's say we can start in 2 years for 10 years, that's going to be about it.
Yeah.
You know, then you start needing a diaper because you can't hold your pee and your back hurts because you can't sleep in random beds. And
those adult diapers seem pretty low profile.
I feel bad
Depends.
For people who, I don't like they waited their
really
whole
thin.
Life to travel. And then here they are super old traveling and they need a walker and they can't sleep because I don't want to travel like that. So it's
I think
soon.
You got to do it before that happens. I mean,
right.
It does seem that that would be inconvenient at
we
best.
Brought 95-year-old great-grandma to Italy. Oh, my God. What?
Why? Just sit her at a cafe and go do your thing.
We'll see Italy. Well, great, except now
she
can't
see.
Really see it. Right.
And she can't walk around.
Right. So,
wow, look at this cobblestone street. This is going to be a tough negotiation for grandma.
You guys traveled a lot, and I'm curious, was there a plan this year? What got canceled?
Nothing got canceled this year because we knew that Riley was working this summer. So, and listen, man, you know, life's expensive. Two kids in college and crap you want to do to your house. The real bummer for me was last year, the last big vacation that we had planned, it wasn't totally booked, but it was like all planned out, was this big trip to England, and we wound up not going because of Riley's internship last year. So this year we just decided not to even plan anything. So it's just, you know, it's important because listen, that kid needs to make $1 billion so that I can have whatever house I want. That Bill Graham estate,
I don't know
it's you know Bill Graham, the big concert promoter.
Oh, of course I do.
Legend of
this,
San Francisco.
So his estate went up for sale?
He built this estate. And it's been owned by other people since because he's passed. But this place is just, I mean, it's just too much, right? It's up on the hill, kind of maybe 4 or 5 miles from here. I don't know what it is, 2 miles, whatever. But it's up on the hill and it has just the views are insane. It's like 10 acres. It has like a full studio in it. They want $27 million for it. I'm like, Riley, dude, get on it, man. Like, pay us back with interest. We want our $27 million. And then some, because I'm sure the taxes on that are a real killer.
Well, right.
But it's there it is right there. Look.
Is it common knowledge that the Bill Graham estate is up for sale, or is that just
No, it's, you know, my real estate agent sent it to me and went, hey, you see this? I see it. Go scroll down and find the pictures of the studio. It's sick, Vinny. It's just, it's like,
oh, I'm
underground,
sure. Well, you know, Bill
underground.
Graham.
There it is. Scroll, click on that one. There you go. Oh, you can barely see it. See, there's like a stage set up there behind the couch. Oh, it's crazy. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, oh, he made a fortune in the music business, right? I mean, of course he did.
Well, clearly. I mean, he got this incredible lot. And you know who knows about this place? People who ride bikes, because there's this hill that goes over from Mill Valley into Corte Madera. And at the very top of the hill, there's this insanely beautiful driveway that goes off to where you can't even see the house. And that's where it is.
So it's being staged with
It's a full-on...
I guess maybe the people who owned it also were into music. Yeah, that
would
make sense.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you spend $27 million on something, you know, or whatever they bought it for... But it does look like they just lugged a kit in there, doesn't it?
Well, that's, what I'm saying is it seems like the people who bought it would, you know, tear that out of there. Like, go, well, we, you know, bought it. It's ours now.
We don't need a full recording.
No one needs a full record. No one does.
Yeah, I don't know I need it. No one knows. Oh. Or I should say, I don't know who owns it currently. Maybe some, you know, unbelievable musician. Oh, look, there was a racquetball court. That's handy. There's also a full tennis, basketball court. Of course, there's a pool. There's, you know, it's everything. It's basically everything you'd ever want. Yeah, I love racquetball. Oh, yeah, look at, so I don't know if you can see that, but there's a two-story water slide. You climb up there to the top.
Oh,
it comes out
through the bushes?
It just winds
the stairs
down.
Right here.
Yeah, there's another shot which shows it has a couple loops and it's pretty nice. You know, it's pretty good. For $27 million.
It's good to see Bill Graham was living large. Unfortunately, wasn't it a helicopter crash?
I don't know. I don't know how he died
in a helicopter crash.
That's a terrible way to go.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
because you're just aware for so long as it's happening, you know.
Let me see.
Looking out the window.
Anyway, well, way to advertise for the people who may want to spend $27 million.
If anybody's into it.
Helicopter. It was a...
What year was
it? Yeah.
What year did that happen?
Let's see.
Boy, helicopter's not getting a good rap. 91. Wow. So apparently in the 30 years since...
Vallejo.
He died in Vallejo?
What?
Wow. Maybe that's part of Vallejo lore. Like everyone in Vallejo is like, yeah, we knew that. But anyway, how do we get on that? Oh, because Riley's got to make some money so I can get in whatever house
I want. His helicopter crashed into a utility tower. He was 60. That's young.
Oh, so young. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, boy. He still had traveling left to do. He still had all kinds of stuff left to do.
Yeah.
Damn, that. And had it all, too. I mean, listen, I've seen the house. And interestingly, 30 years have passed since his death, and the people who have lived in that house, maybe there was just enough other square footage that they're like, I'll leave the studio. You never know. Someone might want that.
Well, that's what I was thinking is they might have been using it or had an eye on using it, never got around to tearing it out. Or maybe even because it's Bill Graham's house,
the legendary,
you got to leave
right.
that. I mean, why would we?
Right.
I
wonder what
I think,
actually got recorded there.
For you, you'd want to keep the studio, but I'm sure any other crap thing that you wouldn't want, you'd tear that right out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Listen, if I've got the money to buy a $27 million place, I'm going to be making some changes. There's no question. Even if it's just paint colors, there's going to be some changes happening. Anyway, how do we get here? So it's week 21. Right. I would also like to say it's, for me, no bra since March 13th, 21 weeks of that. No jeans either. One day I did pull on jeans. I know. I think the death of jeans has happened. Like, I would not, they just seem so uncomfortable now. I just pull on a pair of yoga pants every day, and I'm so happy.
I haven't worn regular pants in quite a while either, so
yeah.
I'm with you.
I mean,
you.
I guess if you were going out, when you go to the supermarket, do you?
Pants, no. I mean, it's I'm just wearing shorts. Pants or pretty, shorts. Pretty well locked into shorts. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. It's hot. Summer. It's the middle of summer. Yeah. Well, it's actually we're on the back end of summer now, everybody. In fact, I meant to mention, and I will mention it again in the news. Schools are going to begin soon. Like we're weeks away.
Yep.
So right I know that my kids start school in, I think in the, well, it's probably 3 weeks actually. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. Still, it's but right still, around the corner.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
The weeks are going by pretty fast. I've been noticing.
The 24th it looks like, which is a Monday. So yeah, there's 3 weeks left.
Yeah. And a lot of people, like, I mean, just August is the month now. Anywhere from the middle of the month on, people are heading back. And what I mean by that, going to the place in their house where their computer is.
The kitchen table.
Right. Heading to the kitchen table. Heading to the dining room. Heading to the home office if they're lucky enough to have that. Oy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a weird time. I don't even, my other kid is the younger one. I don't think he's going to school this year. I'm still really not sure. I'm not allowed to talk to him, really. So, you know, I don't ask too many questions. No, but, this was the summer he was supposed to get a job, and he was supposed to do this, that, and the other thing. And
he was saved you know. From it.
Yes, so he was in his room. He's actually, right.
Right.
He's like, phew, I don't have to go to school, and I don't have to get a job. God, it's like
pandemics
being a kid again. Oh, wait.
Awesome.
Again.
Yeah.
I know, my God. Oy. Well, you know, the kids in this whole thing acutely feel the friend thing, you know, like,
oh yeah, they're,
you know, when I said we as a family were in lockdown, I meant all of us, you know, they're not, and they know that their friends are off doing things. Oh, there's a barbecue here or there. Can I go to that? No, you can't. So anyway,
yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey
that,
everyone. Yay. It's Monday.
Right. We've got news, and some of it includes that the kids are still trying to go over the wall and get outside and party with their friends. And each time they do, they get COVID-19.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. July, what was it, like 1.8 million new cases in Merca in July? Like, that is insane.
It was an ugly month for that.
It was an ugly month.
No doubt.
And yet some people will tell you things are on the decline. Are they?
Well, yes, I think there are some ways where I want to look at the positive. Absolutely. I don't think that we're better. And I don't think that, in fact, yes, you could say that last week was one of the deadliest. Mm. I mean, that sucks. But they're also saying that, you know, it seems like things have slowed a little bit right now. So maybe we're on a positive trend. Fingers
well,
crossed. As
we're
I
trying to lock
camera.
Down. We're right. trying to stop. So. All right, KLSE, KLSE HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.